takes one random busy street in Mexico City to find something to eat. Sweet fruit, fresh juices, and of course, traditional tortas, tamales, and tacos. But there's also a lot of processed foods, chips, candy, sodas, and this snack I get served inside a bag of Doritos. They're called Dorilocos, which are basically Doritos topped with dozens of options. Peanuts, sliced carrots and cucumbers, powdered chili, apricot sauce, and even soft pork skins in vinegar.
Dorilocos are kind of the best and the worst.
That's Alicia Galvez, a professor at Lehman College and a researcher about health and diet in Mexico. She thinks Dorilocos are, in a way, a metaphor of how healthy Mexican nutrition has been polluted with processed food brought by the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA.
Diabetes is a NAFTA sickness.
Galvez found that sales of processed foods in Mexico grew by about 5 to 10% every year of NAFTA's first decade. For her, nutrition should be addressed in the new trade agreement's discussions. She says corporations and negotiators have preferred to blame the consumers, while the globalized culture has also favored processed foods.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Sergio Barajas is president of the Mexican Institute of Foreign Trade Executives. And for him, nutrimental problems don't depend on treaties, although trade agreements can empower consumers to take the best choices. He says the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement includes an improved chapter about nutritional information labeling, something that NAFTA did not fully clarify. The new rules help consumers from all three countries receive the same nutritional information on details like the number of calories in the foods they eat.
Debemos tener siempre claro que es un proceso de integración.
Barajas says that the free trade agreements have helped integrate the markets. This means there's an increasing number of nutritious products for everyone. For example, the U.S. gets from Mexico more and better avocados, while Mexico gets high-quality corn from the U.S. Dr. María del Mar Aguirre works in a Rowdy hospital. She's an expert in nutrition from the Mexican Diabetes Federation, and confirms that Mexico has a problem.
In Mexico, it's approximately half the population living with overweight, and half of that is living with obesity.
Aguirre says several factors put Mexicans at risk for diabetes, including ethnicity, since Latinos are more likely to get the disease. And part of the problem is also the way food has changed with globalized processed foods.
When we didn't have this influence, our diet was based on plants.
Aguirre says trade agreements should address health issues, but the problem comes mainly from culture and education. She says apples and bananas are as affordable and available as cakes or sodas, and way healthier.
If we have this trade with the United States or with any other country, the options are there. But the thing is that we have to learn what to choose.
And as for Dorilocos? Well, the doctor says it's not the best choice, unless you get rid of the flours and saturated fats. And next time I will follow the advice, or at least I'll get a different combination. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.